Overview of the mortgage market. While considerable real estate is purchased for cash, most buyers will need some form of financing. Residential lending is complicated by the fact that these loans are quite large compared to the average borrower's income and ability to repay. Because of this, a mortgage loan goes through a relatively long processing procedure as the lender verifies the borrower's ability to repay and the sufficiency of the collateral in the event the buyer fails to do so. While the agent does not have to be knowledgeable in all aspects of mortgage lending, they do have a role that includes arranging for the pre-qualification, pre-approval of buyers, discussing general mortgage loan programs that buyers might consider, answering finance and closing-related questions, providing buyers with a list of potential lenders, preparing the contract with all terms of sale, including financing conditions, tracking important dates from contract to close, including monitoring the time the buyer has to obtain financing approval. The nature of residential lending has changed significantly in the United States during the past 40 years. One major shift is in the source of funds for loans as the industry moved from regulated depository institutions to the sale of mortgage-backed securities sold in financial markets. Regulated depository lenders dominated the residential mortgage market until the late 1970s. Before 1980, savings accounts held by institutional or regulated lenders accounted for over 75% of the money used for residential lending in America. One, rising interest rates forced depositors to withdraw their funds from lower interest-bearing savings association accounts and move them to higher-yielding investments, such as money market funds and certificates of deposit. The 1980s saw the collapse of many savings and loan associations. As a result, the influence of savings associations in the mortgage loan market diminished. Primary mortgage market. The market in which borrowers and mortgage lenders come together to create and negotiate terms of a mortgage transaction is called the primary mortgage market. The primary mortgage market is made up of the businesses that lend to borrowers for the purchase of real estate. They are often referred to as loan originators because they initiate or originate the loan paperwork and the cash that is transferred to buyers at a real estate closing. Primary market lenders include savings and loans, commercial banks, mutual savings banks, mortgage companies, credit unions, individuals, or any person or business that provides cash for someone seeking a mortgage. Mortgage companies. The failure of the savings associations in the 1980s represented a window of opportunity for mortgage companies. Unlike regulated depository institutions, mortgage companies have not historically been a major concern for the government because they do not hold depositors' funds. For the most part, mortgage companies are not licensed or regulated as banks, and saving associations are by federal and state agencies. The money that mortgage companies use to make loans comes from the sale of bonds, which is considered a business transaction, not a savings account deposit procedure. A significant difference between mortgage companies and regulated lenders is that mortgage companies rely on commercial banks to grant them a warehouse line of credit. The loans are short-term, collateralized by the mortgage notes they fund, and are normally repaid through the sale of these notes to the secondary market. Since the 1960s, many laws and statutes have been enacted in an effort to regulate the mortgage lending industry at both the federal and state level. In the past, any individual meriting the confidence of a lending institution could assist in arranging a loan, thereby earning a fee for services. Qualifications for a mortgage company were set mostly within the industry. If a mortgage company elects to deal with a government agency involved with mortgage lending, that agency's standards must be met. These government agencies include HUD, FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. The requirements are similar: a reasonable net worth, experienced personnel, and adequate office facilities available to the general public. A mortgage company must obtain approval from each agency with which it wants to do business. Approval by either HUD/FHA or VA in itself is often accepted by conventional lenders as adequate qualification. Non-depository mortgage loan originators. Mortgage loan originators can be broken down into three categories: mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, and correspondent lenders. The distinction between a mortgage banker and a mortgage broker is becoming less clear-cut in the marketplace. The historical distinction between the banker as a source of residential loans and the broker as a source for specialized commercial loans has all but disappeared. A correspondent lender is almost like a hybrid between a banker and broker. Mortgage bankers. A mortgage banker is generally a person, corporation, or firm, not otherwise in banking, that provides its own funds for mortgage financing as opposed to savings and loan associations or commercial banks that use other people's money, depositors, to originate mortgage loans. A small number of mortgage bankers do supply permanent, long-term financing. However, the majority specialize in supplying short-term financing. When dealing with residential loans, mortgage bankers generally borrow money from commercial bankers on a warehouse line of credit to fund the loan at closing. The loan is pledged at the bank as collateral and held, or warehoused, by the bank until it can be sold. In today's market, a mortgage banker seeks to originate numerous loan transactions, which are then sold to investors. These investors include other mortgage bankers, commercial banks, insurance companies, retirement funds, and pension funds. The mortgage banker typically remains in the picture and services the mortgage loan for the investor client. Servicing activities include collecting monthly payments, disbursing the funds to pay taxes and property insurance, supervising the loan, preventing delinquencies, and coordinating foreclosure activities in the event of delinquency. Mortgage brokers. For many years, the role of the mortgage broker was to represent major lenders and insurance companies. Mortgage brokers provide consumers with assistance securing hard-to-place or niche sources of mortgage money. They were the link between the borrower/customer and the client/lender. Commercial loans have long been the preferred function of the mortgage broker. A breakthrough for the mortgage broker began in the early 1980s with the increased development and sale of mortgage-backed securities. It is no longer necessary that a lender of long-term money hold deposits. This new source of mortgage money has brought many new players into the mortgage market. Some brokers are capable of handling the origination, processing, underwriting, closing, and funding of the mortgage transaction. However, loans originated by the mortgage broker are usually closed and funded in the lender's name and are usually serviced by the lender. This process is in contrast to mortgage bankers, who not only close and fund loans in their names, but continue to service them as well. Most mortgage brokers specialize as the middleman between the borrower and the lender. The mortgage broker negotiates, sells, or arranges loans to be delivered to large investors. The investors assign large blocks of loans into loan pools as collateral to back mortgage-backed securities. The securities are sold in the big financial markets, thus recovering the pooler's cash to purchase more loans. These investors are large investment bankers, such as ING Group, large commercial banks, such as Citicorp and JP Morgan Chase & Company, and large mortgage bankers, such as Wells Fargo Mortgage. Rather than opening expensive retail offices around the country, these investors rely on mortgage brokers to provide loans, which they will place in mortgage pools. This procedure works well for mortgage brokers. Residential loans are assembled into larger blocks for sale to secondary market investors. Mortgage brokers at one time originated up to 80% of all mortgage loans. Recent changes in the regulatory environment have resulted in a majority of brokers moving to correspondent lender status. Correspondent lenders. A relatively recent classification of a mortgage loan originator is the correspondent lender. Like a mortgage banker, a correspondent lender is someone who processes, underwrites, closes, and funds his or her own files in his or her name. Once the loan is closed, the loan is then sold to another lender with which the correspondent lender has a business relationship. Correspondent lenders are usually small lenders who have the necessary funds, through a warehouse line of credit, to extend loans at their own risk. After a loan is closed, a correspondent lender will usually sell it to a larger wholesale lender. The correspondent mortgage lenders can underwrite the loans, but the loan program commitments are typically based on terms approved by the larger mortgage lender, or sponsor. Many correspondent lenders, like mortgage brokers, have a wide array of products from different sponsors and act as an extension for those larger lenders. Mortgage lending activities. Origination. The process of creating a new mortgage loan, including all steps taken by a lender to attract and qualify a borrower, are considered origination activities. A mortgage originator can be either a mortgage broker, mortgage banker, or correspondent lender. The mortgage products offered are basically the same: fixed rate, adjustable rate, FHA, VA, and RHS mortgage loans, for example. Loan processing. Once the application is complete, the file moves into the processing phase. During this phase, the loan processor will build a file to inform an underwriting decision. The information contained in the application will be verified, and a wide range of information will be collected on the borrower and the property. Credit reports will be ordered, in most cases, from all three major national credit reporting agencies: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Because not all creditors report to all three agencies, each reporting agency will report a different credit score for the borrower. If three reports are obtained, the lender will use the middle score for underwriting. If two reports are obtained, they will use the lower of the two scores. The influence of the secondary market in today's mortgage industry has resulted in the uniform documentation of most loans. Lenders must comply with uniform documents and loan qualification parameters in order to have loans that are readily marketable in the secondary market. The result is that loan packages are assembled to meet secondary market requirements. Underwriting. The detailed process of evaluating a borrower's loan application to determine the risk involved for the lender is defined as underwriting. Underwriting usually involves an in-depth analysis of the borrower's credit history, as well as an examination of the value and quality of the subject property. A well-trained professional, known as an underwriter, reviews all of the information, analyzes the borrower's creditworthiness, and renders a decision on the loan request. Close. The closing of a real estate transaction in which all appropriate documents are signed and the proceeds of the mortgage loan are disbursed by the lender is called consummation. It is the process of formulating, executing, and delivering all documents required by a permanent investor, the disbursement of the mortgage funds, and providing for the protection of the investor's security. The required documentation for each closing is determined by the lender or investor in the transaction. FUND. The process of transferring funds to a title or escrow company for disbursement is called funding. When a loan is approved, the lender issues a commitment to make the loan at specified terms. At funding, the lender funds the loan by forwarding sufficient cash. A mortgage banker uses money or a line of credit to fund loans when the final closing conditions have been satisfied. Servicing. Servicing includes sending monthly payment statements and collecting monthly payments, maintaining records of payments and balances, collecting and paying taxes and insurance, and managing escrow and impound funds, remitting funds to the noteholder, and following up on delinquencies. The servicing of large blocks of mortgage loans has become a big business. Mortgage bankers charge investors for loan servicing, with fees generally amounting to 0.25% to 0.50% of the loan balance. The servicing charge is normally added to the interest rate the borrower pays for the loan and is therefore indistinguishable to the average borrower. In the terminology of secondary market investors, a yield requirement quoted as net basis means that it does not include a servicing fee. The loan originator must add that to the rate. Net basis rates are sometimes identified as the wholesale rate. Wholesale rate means the rate delivered to the loan purchaser might be 5.5%, while the charge to the borrower would be 6.0%, the 0.50 difference being the servicing fee. Big bank-owned mortgage companies have seen how lucrative the servicing of loans can be and have accumulated billions of dollars in loans to service through affiliated mortgage operations. The profit potential in this kind of cash flow makes servicing a loan worth millions.